This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, are invited to join us here on the radio waves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. We're actually going to continue a conversation that we started. I know you're not supposed to do that on the radio, but as long as we recap, it's okay.
Yes.
We're going to continue a conversation from last night's show. Now, for those of you who don't get 7 nights a week of Free Talk Live on your local station, well, you can always call your program director and ask him or her real nice-like to add some more Free Talk Live, which would be cool.
And we actually didn't get that far into the story.
No, it's the story about Art Bell, the longtime host of overnight radio show Coast to Coast AM, and Michael Savage are apparently in a war, or at the very least, Art Bell has fired the first shots in this war by filing a lawsuit against Michael Savage.
See, Art Bell looks at this as Michael Savage fired the first shot, and he's retaliating.
Now, you've got the story from Courthouse News, I believe it is,
yes,
that actually has the quote from Michael Savage. Michael Savage said something on his radio show, which I don't listen to personally. I can't stand the guy. I find him to be, you know, very grating. Personality is not a very positive one. I mean, it's right there in his name, Michael Savage, which, of course, is not his real, you know, not his given name, I guess I should
say.
I don't know if he's legally changed it or if that's just his stage name.
I don't think he has.
So his legal name, as I understand it, is actually Michael Wiener, which, of course, is very, very funny. And I can understand why he wouldn't want to use that name on the radio. So he said something offensive towards Art Bell on the air. You'll give the exact quote, but I think what's important to note is he didn't even use Art Bell's name in the statement. It's clear that what he was saying was about Art Bell, because it couldn't have been about anyone else. But to people who aren't kind of insiders in the business, or people who aren't real big fans of Art Bell, you wouldn't have known.
Or big fans of talk radio in general. Like, you don't necessarily have to be a fan of Art Bell to know, oh, Art Bell's the guy that talks about, you know, crazy stuff.
Sure. But specifically, unless you knew a lot about the talk radio business, or you know who Art Bell is and are familiar with his sort of career path or his personal life, you wouldn't have understood this quote. Can you pull the quote up and then we'll get to the summary?
I've got the quote.
All right.
You say UFOs, you wind up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker, and you're off the radio after a number of years. You can't do UFOs. That's an end joke, by the way, for people who understand the business.
And that's the line that makes it crystal clear that he was talking about Art Bell. I mean, it was pretty clear that he was talking about Art Bell, but because he's saying it's an in joke and you'd get it if you were in the business, it's clear he's talking about Art Bell. And the fact that he ended up marrying what was actually a 22-year-old female from the Philippines, not 10, and there's apparently no evidence that she was at any time a prostitute either.
Right. So, but she was 10 at one time.
Not when she knew Art Bell, however.
I don't think she knew Art Bell when she was 10. I'm just saying, you know, at one time she was 10 years old. We know that because she was 22 when they got married, and you have to have been 10 to be 22.
So Art Bell is pretty butthurt over this, and, you know, you can understand why a man would want to come to the defense of his wife in this case, who I believe has actually had a child with him at this point in their relationship. So you can understand why somebody would be offended by a statement like that.
Right.
However, what I don't understand is why he would care enough to file a lawsuit, not just against Michael Savage, but also against Michael Savage's syndicator, which is Westwood One, a division of Cumulus Radio Networks. We're heard on a couple of Cumulus stations here tonight during our live Saturday night show. Cumulus is, I believe, the largest, because I think Clear Channel sold down some of their stations. So Clear Channel, I think, used to be number one. Cumulus, I believe, is the number one, if not number two, largest radio company in the United States. So he's basically saying, as I understand it, in this lawsuit, that, oh, well, the board operator for Michael Savage should have known that he shouldn't be saying that and should have hit the dump button on
it. Well, let's actually get there to what he said. But before that, they do have a quote from the complaint where Bell, through his attorney, says, Mr. and Ms. Bell experienced repeated difficulties in obtaining a visa for Ms. Bell to reside permanently in the United States, a fact that was publicly known and closely followed by many in the radio broadcasting industry and general public. Savage, who Bell refers to as a shock jock, as a radio host and conservative commentator with a doctorate in nutritional ethnomedicine from UC Berkeley under his real name Michael Weiner. He has published several books on diet, homeopathic remedies, and associated subjects. Yet he is most famous for his conservative viewpoints, including fervid anti-immigration and pro-English language stances. His
tagline is language, culture, borders, right?
Borders, language, culture.
Okay.
The Savage Nation is a top five radio program in terms of popularity with listeners of nearly 5 million people, according to the complaint.
Yep.
However, Bell says that Savage's popularity belies his unsavory personality, pointing out he was fired after just 4 months on MSNBC and has been banned from entering the United Kingdom because of his views.
Okay, but is this part of the lawsuit here that he's pointing these things out?
Yes.
I mean, okay, everybody
goes
knows.
To show character.
Okay, but everybody knows Savage is a jerk. That is his character. That's who he plays. Whether he's really like that or not,
right.
I don't know.
But if you don't put that in the lawsuit, then you can't bring up his character during the case.
Okay, fine. Fine. I'm just saying, okay, look, there you go. Michael Savage, he's a jerk. He said something you didn't like. What is bewildering to me is why he would file this lawsuit. I mean, it seems to me that somebody who's a public personality like Art Bell is, even though he's retired basically right now, he started to try to do a new radio show like a year ago.
He's kind of retired, but at the same time, Westwood One still replays old broadcast of his show. So
Premier
he's
does.
Still,
Premier
or
does.
Whoever it is, you know, he's still in the public.
Right, yeah. No,
in a set.
That's what I'm saying, is even though he's retired from radio, he's still a public personality. You don't just get to walk away. Just because you call it quits, throw your hat in the ring, doesn't mean, or, you know, take your hat out of the ring, doesn't mean that you get anonymity all of a sudden. No, you've been a public personality. You've made millions of dollars. I believe last night you said he had a $22 million contract that lasted 10 years.
They said that he had 22 million listeners.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. For some reason, I thought there was $22 million involved in that. But either way,
he may have made $22
million. I'm sure he's done very
dollars.
Well. He appeared to be very, very, he seemed to be very well off when I saw him at a radio conference years ago when he was making fun of his callers to Coast AM. So, so he's a public personality, and libel laws do exist. Slander, libel and slander, the idea that you should not be able to legally impugn someone's reputation publicly with false information. It's my understanding of those laws. However, there are exceptions carved out in those laws
for
public personalities.
Well, it's not just false information. It's false information that is supposed to defame someone's character.
Sure. Like, you know, Daryl's a gay man or something like that, if that were somehow a bad thing, right? Like, if I were to go around spreading that and you weren't actually gay and you weren't a public personality, then that could, in theory, you know, hurt your reputation.
Right, but if you just say, you know, like, oh, I heard that my next-door neighbor's a millionaire and has three girlfriends, that unless the guy is, you know, married and doesn't want his wife to find out about a girlfriend, that's not something that would defame his character. That would not be something that you could, you know, assuming that the next door neighbor is not a public person, he could not file a lawsuit against you because the statement was not intended to defame him.
Well, anybody can file a lawsuit, but whether it will stick in court is another question, because the judge will look at it and then likely throw it out because it doesn't have any kind of standing. There's no standard.
My point was that, you know, the libel and slander doesn't cover every false statement. It's only statements that are intended to defame someone.
But those things don't apply necessarily to public personalities. From law.com, dictionary.law.com, It says here that a person of great public interest or familiarity, like a government official, politician, celebrity, etc., incorrect, harmful statements published about a public figure cannot be the basis of a lawsuit for defamation unless there's proof the writer or publisher intentionally defamed the person with malice, a.k.a. hate. So apparently there is a cutout for that. 855-453, we'll dig in deeper, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The live Saturday edition. We got plenty of time for you to bring up what you want, though. We are talking about a lawsuit filed by Art Bell from the Coast to Coast AM fame. He's no longer the host and hasn't been for like almost a decade. But he's still a public personality and is suing another public personality, Michael Savage, who is a, I would say, less liked public personality. Michael Savage is not known for being a particularly friendly character. I remember years ago I was at the talk radio conference put on by Talkers Magazine, and they were awarding their yearly Lifetime Achievement Award. I think that's what it's called, but that's essentially what it is. And, no, maybe it's a Freedom of Speech Award, but regardless, a big, you know, deal. Like
this he was getting an award, and it wasn't, you know, a leg-shaped lamp.
Yeah, this is a big, you know, this is a big award in the talk radio business. And rather than actually be bothered to get on an airplane to come out and, you know, accept the award in person and give a speech, he sent a 5-minute long video that he recorded in his on his back patio, which appeared to be quite expansive and very, very nice. Seems like he's living quite well. And he sent that in, and that was his acceptance speech. And, of course, people were grumbling and talking about him, you know, because he's not there to hear it, so there's all kinds of comments that were not very nice towards Michael Savage coming from the audience, as well as jokes from other speakers at the conference and that kind of thing. So, I mean, this guy is not well-liked, and I can't say I feel bad that Savage has been sued, but I think that Art Bell's making a mistake in this case. If Art Bell is worried about how his girlfriend, or excuse me, his now wife, is looked at in the public, because there was kind of an insult against her,
yes,
called her a prostitute, or suggested she were...
Alleged.
Right.
That she was a prostitute.
Well, right, and there's no evidence that she was. Also said that she was 10 years old when Art Bell met her, and also that's not true either.
And again, that's kind of a stretch to say that just because of what Michael Savage said, that automatically means that it applies to Art Bell's wife. Because what he said was, you say UFOs, and you end up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker, and you're off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not necessarily saying that Art Bell's wife is a 10-year-old Filipino hooker.
That's a good point.
Saying that Art Bell
that's true.
Wound up going to the Philippines and hiring a 10-year-old hooker.
Which is probably not the case. There's certainly no evidence likely that Savage has of anything
right,
like
and
that
we do have some more quotes from the complaint.
I'll tell you, we'll get back into that here. I want to hear from you as well with your thoughts on this. Should Michael Savage be allowed to drag Art Bell's name through the mud on the radio? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, ride-sharing has now gone totally free market thanks to Cell411. You can go to getcell411.com and download it for your Google or Apple smartphone. It's a free app that allows you to not only ride share, you can drive or ride, and it's like total freedom. As a driver, you get to decide your rates. You get to decide what payment methods to support. As a rider, you get to choose your driver from what should be multiple bids from drivers who want to take you somewhere. It's a huge level of freedom increase for the ride-sharing world. But also, Cell411 is originally and very effective at being a decentralized emergency alerts app. So you can actually send out alerts to your friends and your family members, your neighbors, even total strangers, when something bad is happening to you in your life. We don't want bad things to happen, but at some point they will. And it's good to have Cell411 at hand when those things happen, because you can alert people to what's going on. You can even stream live video of the scene, whatever it is. So go to getcell411.com. You won't regret it. It's a killer app for your smartphone. Getcell411.com, or go to your Google or Apple app stores. As we continue here, Daryl, so the story's from Courthouse News.
Yes.
Art Bell is basically saying that you know, his feelings got hurt by Michael Savage, and now he's suing him over it.
And not just Savage, the complaint also says that Cumulus and Westwood One failed to exercise due care and adhere to standard radio broadcast industry practice by not utilizing the delay function to prevent broadcast of the statement. While Bell does acknowledge that Savage did not mention Bell by name, he said the statement was hurtful and untrue and clearly alluded to him. The complaint
I would agree with that as well. It did allude to him pretty clearly.
complaint continues. A listener of the program would understand that Mr. Bell was the foremost radio personality that spoke about UFOs on the air, and that Mr. Bell is not currently on the air. The statement is defamatory per se because Savage falsely stated that Mr. Bell is no longer broadcasting a radio show because he allegedly engaged in a sexual relationship with an underage female prostitute, and that Miss Bell was a prostitute. Bell said he is in the process of returning to broadcasting, but Savage's statements have stymied his comeback attempt. The complaint further states, the statement has harmed his professional reputation and is hindering Bell's efforts to return to broadcasting and to journalism.
Wait a minute, wait. What's they're saying? He's saying that Savage's statement stymied his attempt to return to broadcast?
Yes.
When was it that he made this? Does it say when the broadcast was?
September 25th.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Didn't he quit his show a year ago?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
Art Bell came, if it wasn't a year ago, it was within the last year. It was certainly long before September. Art Bell started up another show. It was called Somewhere in the Desert or Midnight in the Desert. Yeah, Midnight in the Desert. And about 3 weeks after starting this show up and getting about 21 or so radio affiliates signed on board for it, he decided to call it quits. There's some other lady that he got to take over the show, so I believe the show's still being produced, but it's not Art Bell who's the host of it.
Heather Wade apparently is doing that, and right. I'm on the website right now, midnightinthedesert.com.
Yeah.
The last post on the site is from almost 1 year ago, December 13th.
Meaning that's the last time they produced a show, or
no,
last time they updated the website?
No, that's just the last time they made a post.
Okay.
And that post is titled, How to Listen and Sign Up.
Gotcha.
And so, apparently you can listen for $4.99.
Maybe it is, maybe it is not being produced, I don't know. But regardless, he walked away from that gig after the industry is very excited. There was a lot of good news, like, yay, Art Bell's back, right? And then he leaves because, not because Michael Savage was being mean, but because somebody shot at him, apparently. And that's a good enough reason to quit doing radio, is if some crazy people are actually shooting bullets at your home. I can understand why anybody would want to walk away from that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Ryan, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. Hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing today?
Hey, Ryan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I'm kind of stuck in the middle on this one because, I mean, if you're going by the most strict terminology of the law, it doesn't feel like they have a solid enough case. However, I am put myself in his position if somebody accused me of that, especially an underage, you know, girl. There's so much there ought to be some kind of repercussion to that. I mean, justice needs to demand that. But I was curious your thoughts on something. How would you compare this case maybe with the one Jesse Ventura went through, you know, with the American Sniper and, you know, his comment about, you know, being a Marine and you felt like that really hurt him, and you felt like he had a piece of him. Wanted initially, and now
Hold that thought here. It's funny that you bring that up because we actually just had Jesse Ventura on the show this week. Let's continue here. We'll get into that. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. You could share your thoughts on Art Bell versus Michael Savage. The talk show hosts are going to court. Art Bell has filed a lawsuit against Michael Savage for some of the things that he said about him on the radio back in September. And there's an argument that maybe Art Bell has a case. At first, I thought he didn't have a case at all. Because you can, you know, say false things about public personalities, but not if there's actual malice behind the false statements. We'll get deeper into that coming up here in moments. Go back to your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also, if you've been thinking about getting a website, if you've been thinking about maybe moving your existing website or starting up a blog, you should check out HostGator at HostGator.com/FTL. You'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices if you are a Free Talk Live listener. HostGator.com/FTL. They're one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you don't have to worry about your site going down. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, 50% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We go back to Ryan listening in Bowling Green, Kentucky to WKCT. Ryan, you'd brought up in relation to or by comparison to this case with Art Bell versus Michael Savage, you brought up the case of Jesse Ventura versus Chris Kyle, the so-called American Sniper, and you were asking what the kind of the similarities or differences, comparisons might be between those cases?
Yeah, you know, he initially won his case, Jesse Ventura did.
That's right. And it
was
overturned.
I think there were some questionables. I think I have questions about how that was overturned personally. But it seems like to me that what happened was, at least in Jesse Ventura's case, is a statement that was made about him that he claims didn't happen.
The statement, just to be clear, I've got a story up here just to clarify what you're saying here. The suit by Ventura claimed that Kyle's memoir contained a false account of a fight in a California bar in 2006 in which Kyle claimed he punched a man named Scruffface for disparaging the war in Iraq and saying the SEALs, quote, deserve to lose a few, unquote. Kyle later identified the man as Ventura. Ventura contended the incident never happened and that the passage ruined his reputation among Navy SEALs, whose reunions he routinely attended after serving with the SEALs during the Vietnam War. As you said, the initial court ruled in Ventura's favor, but the appeals court overturned, and the reason they overturned it was they said that Ventura would have had to have established that he had at least a, quote, pre-existing contractual or quasi-contractual relationship with Kyle in order to be awarded damages for so-called unjust enrichment, meaning that Kyle was making money off of a false story.
A knowingly false story. Yeah.
And they didn't have any evidence of any kind of contractual relationship between the two.
And not only that, another article, and I think it's a different article than what you have, because what you just read does not appear verbatim in mine.
This was Star Tribune.
CBS News reports a key issue in the appeal was whether Kyle acted with quote-unquote actual malice, a demanding legal standard laid down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1964, Times v. Sullivan. It means a plaintiff who is a public figure must prove that a defendant knew that the statement in question was false or made it with reckless disregard as to whether or not it was false. Kyle's estate argued that the judge gave the jury false instructions on that point. So that was what they made the appeal on of, hey, no, you gave bad jury instructions. You need to, you know, inform them about actual malice.
Ryan, your thoughts?
I'm not a legal mind. I'll leave it to the experts on that. But I will tell you that if he, in fact, did not say those statements, and I'll take him in his word that he didn't, everything I've ever seen or read or heard about the man, he just doesn't seem like a kind that would knock one to his own. So assuming that he didn't say that, it seemed like there should be some grounds for retribution, at least to restore his name, if nothing else. And to me, that kind of sounds like what this other guy is trying to do, just to restore his name and his image. This was said, and it's, you know...
here's why I think it's counterproductive. I think that I understand what Art Bell's trying to do. He's trying to, you know, restore his image, correct the misinformation, and I get that. But it would seem to me that there are far more people now who are hearing what Michael Savage had to say than whoever it was that might have been listening in the moment in which he said it. I mean, if Savage is doing, and thanks, by the way, Ryan, for your call tonight. If Savage is doing a three-hour show every single day, we're talking about, 15 seconds worth of that three-hour show? So all 5 million of his listeners aren't listening in that 15-second window.
Right.
Only a fraction of them are. Maybe a small amount will be listening later via a podcast or some sort of replay or whatever, but you're probably not talking about more than, you know, a million people or something like that that might have heard that original statement. Now that Art has filed a lawsuit, we're talking about it.
Right.
And I suspect that we're not the only people who are talking about this.
Nope.
It's getting coverage in not just the industry news, but I suspect outside of the radio industry news.
Yes.
And so, you know, now more people are hearing this false statement than ever before.
Right. So now it's like the Streisand effect.
Exactly. And what is the Streisand effect?
The Streisand effect got its name because some guy that liked taking pictures of houses on the coast took pictures of houses on the coast and posted them on his website. And one of those houses happened to have been that of Barbara Streisand. And she then sent some kind of cease and desist, remove this picture. Prior to her sending that notice, the picture had only been looked at a handful of times. And then after she sent the notice, everybody then tries to find...
where's the picture of Barbara Streisand's
house? So it got the name Streisand Effect.
Because it got a huge amount of exposure.
Because then everybody wanted to go see the thing that Barbara Streisand did not want them to see.
And now her name is associated with that very effect. Let's continue here. Jeff is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, if I understood you correctly, this thing with Art Bell, I have to say I would be on Art's side on this because it sounds like the Savage dude in a backhanded way called him a child molester. And that is a heck of a thing to be called. That is something that can completely ruin your life, your career, and ever hopes of having either of those things again. People have had their lives completely destroyed by being called a pedophile.
Yeah, and that's basically the one thing that, you know, nobody needs evidence to wind up destroying somebody's life. All they have to do is just throw that out there, and then people are going to say, well, prove you didn't do it. How do you prove a negative?
Exactly.
How do I prove that I did not eat a banana earlier today? I can't.
Right. So from that, I would have to say go for it, Art, because, you know, that's – I'm not one for frivolous lawsuits, but – I've been in union meetings where I've had to try to protect a guy that supposedly looked at someone the wrong way, and you lose your job just for even the thought of it.
And I think the best argument that Savage is going to have is that the statement does include the word joke.
Oh, is it like an industry joke?
He says, yeah. That's an end joke, by the way. So he can shrug it off as, yeah, I said that, but then I said, ha-ha, just a joke.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see.
How do you quantify the damage that's done? If indeed damage has been done to Art Bell's career because of this, and by the way, he's had a fine career. He's pretty much old enough to be retired at this point, if he wants to be. I'm sure he's wealthy enough to be retired. But how would he do? You know, how would you figure out what kind of level of damage this did?
Somebody would have said something like that about me. We wouldn't have been going to court for that.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And I don't think that claim holds water anyway, because really, what program director is going to be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to hire Art Bell because of something Michael Savage said? I mean, this guy has no credibility. He's a scumbag. Savage, that is. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Freedom of speech is the issue at hand here. Freedom of offensive false speech. If you have freedom of speech, should you also not have the ability to say things that aren't true with that freedom of speech? I think that you should. I'm personally not a fan of the idea of libel and slander laws. And right now we're looking at a case with two talk show hosts, two national-level syndicated talk show hosts, or at least Art Bell had been syndicated for a long time as the host of Coast to Coast AM for many years until about a decade ago when he, you know, for whatever reason, left that show. And then Michael Savage also having been on the air for many, many years, at least a decade, I would say, maybe more than far more than that. I'm not sure when he got his start. But Art Bell is suing Michael Savage over some of the things that he said on a September episode of his show that were offensive to Art and his wife from the Philippines.
And the question really is going to be whether or not there was actual malice.
In Michael Savage's statement, which we'll share with you again here in a moment, and also you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing how the Streisand effect is in play here with Art Bell wanting to repair his reputation by filing this lawsuit. But ultimately, what he's doing is drawing more attention to the comments that Savage made. Now, Savage is not a small, low-level talk show host.
Right.
He's definitely a top-tier, top-five kind of talk show
host. And that's even mentioned in the complaint that he's
right.
One of the top-five radio hosts in the country.
But still, he's relative. I mean, all things considered, talk radio is an obscure kind of business in general. The average person on the street, if you ask them to name two talk show hosts, would have a difficult time with naming one of them. They might be able to give you Rush Limbaugh. Maybe. But especially younger people who have no real, I mean, they'd be more likely to name a podcast host or something like that.
They'd probably say Opie and Anthony.
or somebody from NPR or whatever. And I guess
I don't know how many young people listen to NPR.
You'd be surprised. I was actually just reading about that. There's a lot of young people who listen to their podcasts on air. The average age is like 58, but on their podcasts, it's like in the early 30s. So younger people do tend to listen to the different delivery systems of NPR. So we're going to get to your calls and thoughts here. You're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the program director of one of our affiliates, Kiva in Albuquerque. He's Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, and I guess we get to nerd out on talk radio tonight. This is great. So here you got two juggernauts. They both got their start approximately about the same time in the early 90s. They're literally both legends. One has since retired actually earlier this year in Art Bell. And it just seems to me, I mean, one of the things that's well known about Art Bell is I've known people who work for Coast to Coast, and, you know, we, of course, carry the great program that Art Bell started, but Art Bell's had a tough time kind of staying on air, and he tried to come back earlier this year, tried to get other radio stations, etc. And the long and the short of it is he is no longer on air. So I don't understand how anything that Michael Savage would have said specifically would have impacted his ability to either, you know, kind of make money, damage his reputation, or anything of the sort. And I know that Michael Savage didn't reference him specifically. So there isn't any kind of explicit mention of Art Bell. So I don't understand how this could even be some sort of a case that someone could have filed. If somebody wants to raise questions about things and, you know, ask the question, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. I know that for a fact. But if somebody were to say something directly and use his name, then that would be libel. But given the fact that he's no longer on air, I don't understand how that will impact him in any way, shape, or form. And I think Art Bell's going to have a very, very difficult time kind of proving his case in a court of law. I just don't
see
how that works.
I think that the judge will definitely look at that timeline that you mentioned. It was earlier this year, damn near a year ago, when he tried to launch a new show and wound up leaving almost immediately after. And then it was September of this year, so a full nine, almost 10 months later, that Michael Savage said these statements. No, you can't blame something that happened almost a year after you tried starting this show and left for why you could not get the show off the ground.
Look, if I were a syndicator, if I were in charge of some syndication company and Art Bell came knocking and said, all right, I want to start up another show, will you syndicate me? I'm Art Bell. And, you know, he's got a lot of name recognition.
Yeah, that's what happened. Right, that's exactly what happened, Ian.
Well, but if that happened to me, the reason I would tell Art Bell that I wouldn't want to hire him as a host is because he's flaky. It's not because of what I wouldn't tell him, oh, well, I heard Michael Savage say some bad things about you on the radio.
Exactly.
That would not be a factor. It would be the fact that he has flaked out on more than one occasion. I'm trying to recall. I know that this year he flaked after 3 weeks after allegedly having somebody shoot at his home was his excuse for quitting his talk show. But if I'm recalling correctly, he also kind of had a false start a few years before that with some other thing. And I don't remember what it was, but I felt
SiriusXM is what he did.
That's what it was.
Well, you know what? And Ian, it's so funny that you're talking about this. Of all people in the talk, you know, and I know every talk show host. I go through the Talkers 100. I look at this stuff. I see how you guys show up every day. And if anybody should be talking about this, it's the way that people have come after you. And if anybody who would have raised these issues, and if, you know, the irony here is you have people calling in. It's like, oh, yeah, they're hurt about Art Bell. But if anybody could raise these issues, it's the people who have come after you and Mark and your show directly, which to me is the most interesting thing of all. If anybody could raise these types of issues, it's certainly you versus, you know, government, you versus whoever wanted to go after you. And we see this stuff time and time again through your show.
See, that's the thing. I've had a bunch of people say some nasty things about me. But ultimately, I don't care. I mean, I think people should be able to say whatever nasty things they want. And I think that the best solution to speech that is offensive is more speech, not to go to some man in a robe. Not to go. Right, not to go beg a man in a robe with men with guns at his disposal to do my bidding, but to get out there and correct whatever the misinformation was and just let it lay.
I've heard it said the solution to pollution is dilution.
There you go. And this,
exactly.
In this case,
more talk, more speech. Let me say one last thing about this. And I think the thing that's, again, very interesting here is the way that talk show hosts see themselves. And, one of the great things about you guys on the air is you guys see yourselves as everymen, like everyday people. And oftentimes, when they become, this level where they're on this many stations and this many things, they start to view themselves as iconic. And one of the great things about a guy like Sean Hannity is he doesn't see himself as iconic. He understands that, he's very, very common. Laura, who's also on my program, very much the same way. You guys see it. I mean, being able to talk with people on an everyday basis, that's what makes our Bell great. When he left and then came back and, became this iconic figure, and, oh, my God, the great Art Bell's coming back, people could no longer relate to him, and he became even iconic in his own mind. And he has only himself to blame. Let me tell you this, in closing, is Art Bell, if you listen to his old shows even today, you can still listen to Art Bell. He's as great as he ever was. Hmm. But the Art Bell of today, in terms of talk radio consumption, just wasn't what he used to be. And I know that he's probably, upset about that, but there'll never be a nighttime talk show host like that again. And unfortunately, that's, 10, 15 years ago.
Eddie, thanks for your call and the comments tonight. I appreciate it. From a program director, one of our affiliates, Kiva in Albuquerque. And I'm glad he remembered that satellite radio thing because I couldn't remember what it was.
Art Bell's Dark Matter.
That's what it was.
Started
called.
September 16th, 2013. Yep. Ended 6 weeks later November 4th, 2013.
And he walked from that gig. They didn't fire him, if I'm recalling correctly.
And then the Midnight in the Desert started July of last year.
Yeah.
And he went until December. So a little
that long?
Than 3 weeks.
I thought it was three. I thought it was really short. Interesting.
Well, late July to early December, not exactly
not a long time.
That's just over 3 months.
Yeah, okay, maybe that was what it was, 3 months. But still, flaky, right? Like, you start a satellite radio gig, that was like his big return, was he's going, Art Bell, uncensored, on satellite. And then 6 weeks later, something didn't work out. He didn't like his agreement or whatever it was, his reason was for leaving. He left, and then he leaves his other show. So, I mean, if you're going to walk away from a gig like that, it's going to make a program director have to pause and say, well, do I really want, I like Art Bell, I like the name, I like the history, but do I really want to spend my time adding a new show to my lineup and promoting it on the air, only to have the host decide he's tired of it and is going to walk away in 3 months?
And it's gone.
855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on Free Talk Live, we're talking free speech, two talk show hosts in a court battle, Art Bell versus Savage. This is Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.